just ask you for being quiet. Thank you very much. So we have, of course, here in the middle, we have Antonio Peroni, not only the GP winner, but also the 2012 MX1 World Champion. So Antonio, we start with you before I introduce the others. Just tell us, I mean, it's a difficult day for you also because you have memories from last year. But of course, you must be also very happy and satisfied because finally you made it, and you made it at home. So just tell us how you feel.
Yeah, you know, it's
a special day for sure.
It's a special
day for sure.
It's a special day for sure because for me to win the World Championship, especially in Italy on this track, it's not really my favorite, but I do my best and you know, I push very hard and both races. First race, you know, I get some good gap and my speed was good, but the last part of the race, 10 minutes to go, my rear brake was gone, so I didn't know what to do in the beginning. I just tried to ride in a different way. This stop come closer the last few laps, but then I keep going and try to push to the end because I want to win the first race for get the title and for be, you know, perfect day. And yeah, I made it. I was really happy. Second race also try to be also on the top with winning the heat, but already after first race I drink like almost a bottle of champagne and I wasn't feeling so great, you know, before the start of the second moto. But you know, I just you know, do my best and then give it 110% to win also the second moto. And to dedicate this victory to my mom, because on the same day last year she died and she passed away. So yeah, I just do it for her also, you know. I want to be on the perfect day and dedicate it to her because she always support me a lot. And yeah, it goes well. So I believe she watched me and she will be proud.
I think just tell us, just giving, you know, I think it was a very special person who gave you
the
trophy.
For sure. To I was really surprised that my father came with the trophy, and it was really nice. And you know, I never get it, the trophy for someone of my family, so it's really, really special. And thanks to Yestream that give this opportunity.
How special is this victory for you comparing to the others? They always ask you the same question: which title has been the most important one? Is this, you know, one of the most emotional ones because all the things you've mentioned before, being at home?
Yeah, I think it works really good. We are working in Italy with my crew, you know, to promote the sport and to promote the motocross in Italy, and we are doing so much work for it. And you see today the result. I think it never happened to many people like this at the GP in Italy. So we are really proud for what we are doing, and we hope we can continue like in this way and make it even better next year.
And now the last question for me. We move to Tocental, and I think one of your best friends from the series is coming, and not only coming, but also racing with you guys. So how special will be that race for you?
For sure, yeah. It would be amazing. You know, I have a lot of respect for Ken Roxon. He's my buddy. You know, we train together a lot of times, and we speak so always often. So it's nice that he comes. You know, it gives a lot more importance. More, it gives the GP of Germany more important things, and for sure more people come to watch, and it's good. And he's one of the most fastest riders in the world. So I think it's just good for us and for the MX1 series.
Thank you very much, Antonio, and congratulations. Any questions from Antonio? Okay, so we start with Harry and then Adam.
Antonio, now you have 6. Do you think sometimes about beating Stefan's record, but with the 10?
Actually not. I mean, for me, I keep going. It feels like, you know, it feels always when I'm fighting for the championship, it feels that it is the first one, you know. I don't really care about numbers. If it comes, it will be nice, but for me, till till I find riding and improve year after year my riding, it's good, and I don't watch the numbers so much.
Adam?
Tony, I think he won 11 out of the last 12 motos. Can you say something about that? Because that was, you know, have you ever been as good as that in the past?
I don't know. For sure, after Sweden, something changed. You know, I wanna be, because, you know, I'm always carefully with riding, and my riding style, I never make too many risks and just raise a good pace all the time without risk. But after that happened in Sweden, I just say, yeah, it doesn't matter anymore. I just go for the win every moto and see what happens. And it's good. You know, I don't know if in the past, maybe 2007, I had some good racing like this, but maybe it's better now.
Tony, this year you've made a big push to make the sport more popular in Italy, more high profile. I mean, are you going to be very busy now to take this up another level?
Yeah, for sure. But I like it, you know. Like I said before, with so many people coming to the GP, before was only people who like motocross. Now there were people that I think don't follow motocross that much, but they just come because there was a big event like this, and we try our best to, like I said before, to make it more popular, and it seems that it's working, and I hope I can do more for the motocross.
Any other question? Yes, Pascal?
Tony, there is a nation in 3 weeks. The past year, we have not authority as a nation.
Shut the fuck up.
Please be quiet.
We can imagine that this year one goal will be to beat the American, no? And to show that you are number one. No?
Yeah, you know, but it's always a question mark, you know. We will do our best for sure with the European, but I think if there was a different thing, like, I mean, different clubs, if in Europe maybe against America, we will win so much more than what we get, because I think overall we are better rider than USA, but they have so many people they can choose. If someone is injured, they can pick another one, and it's same level, and so it's we will do our best for sure. I think Belgium have the strongest team for being on the top. Also France have good riders, and we Italy, we do our best for sure, and we hope we can finish top 5, but for the single moto win, I will do my best, and we have also Jeffrey Alex, is really fast on the sand, so maybe we can do some good battles.
Okay, thank you. Any other question for Antonio?
Tanti tifosi italiani ti vorrebbero vedere provare in America.
He's saying basically that many Italian fans would like to see you racing in America. So what do you think about it?
I think that Italian fans are, I think, the most demanding fans ever, because for them it's never enough. So I think the Americans can come also to the GPs, and why have to someone from Europe to go there necessary? I mean, there is a nation to ride together, okay, but I mean, in America it's the most important, it's a supercross, so like everybody know, and it's not really my thing at the moment, so there is no necessity for me to go there.
Any other questions? Any other questions? Un altro? Ok, andiamo.
Stefano non sembra più tanto lontano ormai.
Sì, ma come, italiano o in inglese?
Italiano,
dai. Diciamo che non mi interessa più tanto, non guardo più tanto i numeri, come ho detto prima, soltanto...